Hey there, this is John Brooks. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home at 101.5 UMFM. Don't text and drive.
Station strip, lone drivers and motels and coin laundries, hanging out on Fridays at the end of Roy York Road, smoking players, lights and talking like we'd know anywhere other than Mimico. College in vague hope to find something new to like and then leave it behind. I left this smug north of Rome's latest decline. I left north of what might be wrong but alive. I left Padawawa in August 03 for Kabul with the 3rd Battalion.
This is Matthew Ryan. You're listening to Tell the Band Go Home, 101.5 UMFM, where you can curse.
Start looking for answers.
just I look and weigh her. Oh, Mary, is it too late? Is every word an echo? Is every song a fade? Will you be standing under a black and silver sky by my side? By
new music from Matthew Ryan, and boy, oh boy, is it beautiful. Oh, I love that so much. It's called On Our Death Day from a new EP called The Future Was Beautiful. I love that kind of simmering Matthew Ryan. Gorgeous, gorgeous stuff there. Check that out. Before that, another little nod to Remembrance Day tomorrow. John Brooks from his great album, Ours and the Shepherds. We heard Mimico. And if you need something to listen to on Remembrance Day to get you in the frame of mind, that album is perfect. It's basically stories of soldiers and war. And it's gorgeous. Ours and the Shepherds from John Brooks. We're back on Tell the Band to Go Home. We are pre-recorded today. Couldn't make it live down to the studio because we're headed up the road. Bedson Street Bus Tours has taken a group down to Fargo, North Dakota, to catch the legend, Kris Kristofferson, along with a legendary band. I can't even believe it. Obviously, you know, we go just for Kristofferson, but he's going to be backed by Merle Haggard's band, The Strangers, which just seemed like something you just don't miss. And as you're hearing this, if you're listening to it live, we've already been and gone, and I'm sure it was wonderful. But, you know, because there's only four of us going from Winnipeg, probably. But there's more. Actually, you always run into people from Winnipeg at these shows. But anyways, since most of you aren't going, I'm assuming, I'm going to play you some Kristofferson and kind of celebrate the legend that he is Well, we still can. You never know. Chris, he's lived a life, boy, and he's been through some stuff. So you never know how long Christofferson is going to be around for. So you celebrate him while you can. And we'll dive into a bunch of great Christofferson songs. We'll play a bunch of covers and maybe Chris popping up here and there. But first, a couple of little tributes. This one a little bit more subtle, I guess, than the next one. But it's from a local guy, Manitoba guy anyway, who loves Christofferson and all kinds of great songwriters, and he is a fine one himself. His name's Richard Inman. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home.
Waking up some Sunday like I was Christofferson in that song. Smoke my mind with half-writ songs and picking, singing songs about good love going wrong. Comb my hair and wash my face while thinking if I could only get back home. Sit down for breakfast and start drinking, wishing the Lord could hear me when I'm stoned. Open up my window, there's no ring, like the bells on Westminster Street used to do. Kick a can and walk down past the churchyard, looking for a place to go get high. Wear long sleeves to cover up track marks, hoping lonely ain't the only place to die. Sunday morning sidewalk is driving me insane, living down the yesterdays and drinking through today. I love you now and I loved you then, it's all the same old song. Sunday morning sidewalk and the ones that I done wrong. Dream of waking up some Sunday like I was Christofferson in that song.
some faded jeans, guitar full of songs nobody wants to hear you sing. Whiskey stained lonely nights, drunken words and barroom fights. You can't hide a poet's broken heart with rolled up sleeves. Ooh, rolled up sleeves. Tortured in a motel room, morning sneaking up on you, counting out your nickels for a pack of cigarettes. Burning luck and chasing stars, wondering who the hell you are. Knowing deep down in your heart, this may be all you get. Ooh, all you get. Ooh, yeah, that's it. And the tears, they run. When the truth believing until it's over.
Take the ribbon from your head, shake it loose and let it fall. Lay it soft against your skin, like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your
Sunday morning with no way to hold my head that didn't hurt, and the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled in my closet through my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. Then I washed my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my mind the night before with cigarettes and songs I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid playing with a can that he was kicking. Then I walked across the street and caught the Sunday smell of someone's frying chicken. And Lord, it took me back to something that I lost somewhere, somehow along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned, 'cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying
sleeping city sidewalks, and Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl that he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school and listened to the songs they were singing. Then I headed down the street and somewhere far away it echoed through the canyons like a disappearing dreams of yesterday. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned, 'cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down.
The legendary Johnny Cash there with a cover of Kris Kristofferson's classic, all-time classic. Is there a song more classic than Sunday Coming Down? I don't think so. Legendary. Amazing. I heard a few Kristofferson classics there. So some of these songs you might not even know were written by Kris Kristofferson because they're done so well by others. Bruce Robison and Kelly Willis before that from an album called The Pilgrim, a celebration of Kris Kristofferson, a bunch of great stuff on there. We heard them doing Help Me Make It Through the Night. Before that, a couple of songs from a CD/DVD combo that came out a while ago. It's pretty terrific, The Life and Songs of Kris Kristofferson. We heard Buddy Miller doing Please Don't Tell Me How the Story Ends, and John Randall before that doing a song called Kristofferson. And we kicked off that little set with Richard Inman, a song that name drops Kristofferson. And Sunday Morning Coming Down, called Sunday Morning, there from Richard Inman. We're celebrating the life and times of Kris Kristofferson, playing Fargo this weekend. What a treat to be able to see him again. I wish he'd come to Winnipeg, but, you know, we'll go. It's fine. Here's one. This was such a huge classic rock hit that I bet lots of people don't even know. This is by the great Kristofferson. I think you'll spot this one.
If it sounds country, man, that's what it is. It's a country song. Yeah, okay. Well, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Busted flat in Baton Rouge and heading for the trains. Feeling nearly faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained. Took us all away to New Orleans. I took my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana and was blowing sad while Bobby sang the blues. With them windshield wipers slapping time and Bobby clapping hands, we finally sang a velvet song that driver knew. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing ain't worth nothing, but it's free. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Feeling good was good enough.
enough on me and Bobby McGee. From the coal mines of Kentucky to the California sun, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Standing right beside me, Lord, everything I'd done. Every night she kept me from the cold. Then somewhere near Salinas, Lord, I let her slip away. Looking for the home I hope she'll find. And I trade all my tomorrows for a single yesterday, holding Bobby's body next to mine. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing left is all she left for me. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Buddy, that was good enough for me. Good enough for me and Bobby McGee. La da da da. Ladder, ladder, me and Bobby. Ladder, 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 ladder
look so sad. I know it's over, but life goes on, and this old world will keep on turning. Let's just be glad we had some time to spend together. There's no need that were burning. Lay your head upon my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Song against the window.
sundown, she'll be gone. It takes one to know one, baby. I know how you feel. You got your heart.
Emmylou Harris and Rodney Crowell there from their album Old Yellow Moon. That's Chase the Feeling. Before that, we heard Bobby Bear doing the classic Come Sundown. Before that, we heard Norah Jones's band, The Little Willies, with the title track to their record, For the Good Times. We also heard in that set The Wandering, which is a band with Valerie June and Shannon McNally, and I think there was some North Mississippi All-Stars in there, like a super group. Doing Lovin' Him was easier than anything I'll ever do again. And off the top, we heard Christofferson himself singing his classic Me and Bobby McGee. Want to try to hear a couple more things before we run out of time, and it's getting there real quick. Here, let's go back to Rodney Crowell for this one. I want to hear Christofferson's voice, and I thought this is so great. This is from Rodney Crowell and Mary Carr's album, Kin. This is Christofferson joining him, My Father's Advice.
The old man never chatted much. He wasn't that kind of guy. He doled out chores and he missed my games, and we never did see eye to eye. But the day my bus was leaving, the sky was ripe with snow. He tossed my duffel in the truck and he said, you're good to go. Like a genie wreathed in camel smoke, a ball cap wearing sage, smoke stub hanging from his mug, he said, son, you've come of age. I can't give you no dang money, nor no truck that's fit to drive, but I can leave you these few words that maybe help you stay alive.
Never eat at a place called Mom's. Don't play cards with a guy named Doc. If you find yourself in a high-stakes game, tuck your big bills in your sock. Be careful who you cotton to, especially the girls. If you find someone who loves you, son, go on and give it a whirl.
I've never told you this, I'm proud to call you son, but the best men carry pocket knives, and then he gave me one.
Never eat at a place called Mom's. Don't play cards with a guy named Doc. If you're running around the wrong side of town, tuck your big bills in your sock. Be careful who you cotton to, especially the girl. If you find someone who loves you, son, go on and give it a whirl. If you find someone who loves you, son, go on and give it a whirl. Ira Hayes, Ira Hayes, call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Gather round me, people, there's a story I would tell about a brave young Indian you should remember well. In the land of the Pima Indian, a proud and noble man who farmed the Phoenix Valley in Arizona land. Down the ditches for 1,000 years, the water grew Irish people's crops, till the white man stole the water rights and the sparkling water stopped. Now Ira's folks were hungry, and the land grew crops of weeds. When the war came, Ira volunteered and forgot the white man's greed. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. There they battled up Iwo Jima's hill, 250 men, but only 27 lived to walk back down again. when the fight was over and when Old Glory raised. Among the men who held it high was the Indian Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Ira returned a hero, celebrated through the land. He was wined and speeched and honored. Everybody shook his hand. But he was just a Pima Indian. No water, no crops, no chance. At home, nobody cared what Ira had done. When did the Indians dance? Call him drunken Ira Hayes. He won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Then Ira started drinking hard. Jail was often his home. They let him raise the flag and lower it like he'd throw a dog a bone. He died drunk one morning, alone in the land he fought to save. 2 inches of water in a lonely dish was a grave for Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes. The whiskey drinking Indian, all the Marine that went to war. Yeah, call him drunken Ira Hayes, but his land is just as dry, and his ghost is lying thirsty in the ditch where Ira died.
Well, I thought that was about as appropriate a way to end the show as we could on this Remembrance Day weekend. That's Kris Kristofferson along with the Milk Carton Kids, from an album called Look Again to the Wind, Johnny Cash's Bitter Tears Revisited, with the classic The Ballad of Ira Hayes. And before that, Kristofferson joining Rodney Crowell and novelist Mary Carr from their Kin album, My Father's Advice. There you go. I hope you've enjoyed this look at Kris Kristofferson, a brilliant, brilliant songwriter. Really excited that I got to see him this weekend. Hopefully you'll get to see him sometime before too long. And hopefully you'll join us again next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Tell the Band to Go Home will return. We've also got a show at the Sunset Saloon on Thursday. Christina Martin returning. Please join us there. Check out the website, tellthebandtogohome.com. Stay tuned for Can We Hang, Waxy's Dargle, and all kinds of good stuff here on UMFM. Thanks for being here.